some international headlines.
Thanks, Darren. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney says his plan to make American energy independent by 2020, including making Keystone XL pipeline, a go. His announcement was made on Thursday, August 23rd at a speech in New Mexico. His goal is to get the 1,900-kilometer pipeline to bring crude oil from Alberta's oil sands to the U.S. Gulf Coast as soon as possible. Keystone's construction was halted late last year due to an overwhelming backlash from environmentalists, civilians, and even celebrities. However, many supporters claim the economic benefits outweigh the potential environmental risks associated with the project. Romney also mentioned that he wants to establish an energy partnership with Canada and Mexico, further saying that he wants to fast-track the process to make sure that infrastructure projects are approved. In addition to Keystone, Romney sets his eyes on lifting the ban on mid-Atlantic offshore drilling and toots his entire energy plan will create 3 million jobs and more than $1 trillion in profit. A new disconcerting report released on Tuesday, August 21st, reveals that the U.S. is throwing away more than they can chew. According to the Natural Resources Defense Council, or NDRC, a non-partisan environmental advocacy group, America is dumping 40% of the world's food supply with a price tag of about $165 billion U.S. annually. NRDC scientist Dana Gunder says that even if the entire agriculture sector was fully sustainable, it would be futile against the mounting waste of uneaten food. The report further explains that since 1970s, the food wastage has skyrocketed to 50%, making it the largest element of solid waste in U.S. landfills. Factors such as unsold produce in supermarket and large portion prepared food are major contributors. The NRDC says that U.S. government should conduct an in-depth study of losses in the food system. Businesses should streamline their inventories, and consumers should be more mindful of their buying habits. A new global fund of climate change aims to aid poorer countries. The UN has held its first conference of its Green Climate Fund on Thursday, August 23rd. The fund consists of about $1 billion that wealthy nations have put forth to help developing nations slash CO2 emissions and adapt to climate change conditions. It also states that it was created as part of a deal made last December 2011 at the Durban Climate Talks in South Africa. The money will be distributed each year until 2020. However, some developing countries want to limit the fund so that contributions from the public sector only come from traditional donors. This means that countries labeled as developed in the original UN climate treaties of 1992 and the Kyoto Protocol of 1997. Yet wealthy nations, including the US and the UK, insist that this distinction should not apply to the fund. And that's all for the international news. I'm Leah Mazzolini.